Well, it's fantastic when you see a lot of hard work come into fruition with these books that are coming out. And Andrew Webster's been working with Jim Cassidy for some time. I remember finishing a couple of shows with Andrew on the Big Sports Breakfast, and he was heading out to have another session with Jim and loved the whole process. He joins us now, Jimmy Cassidy. Hello, Pumper.
Morning, boys.
It had to be called Pumper as well.
Oh, it had to be, mate. It was a good way to start the book, the Pumper.
Yeah, mate. Hey, once the lawyers got finished with it, you've still got some pages here.
Yeah, I think he's done a very good job. I think we've done a great job between us, boys.
Mate, what was it like sitting down and looking back, Jimmy? You know, some people often say it's a bit of a cathartic experience.
No, look, I enjoyed every minute of it. We spent a lot of time together, me and Webby, either at my place or in a cafe somewhere, going through pretty much from start to finish, the ups and downs, getting off the canvas, fighting back. It was great fun. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it can be hard, I suppose, Jimmy, coming up with some of the tougher times in life, but you've got to go there, don't you? You've got to have the highs and the lows.
Oh, look, I wanted to be honest. I wanted to let the non-racing people in to see what we go through, not just myself, but fellow riders, but more so myself on this occasion because it's the book. As I say, the tough times, the good times, it's all in there.
With those tough times, and we talk about the jockey tapes, where you were sort of, your livelihood was actually taken away from you, Jimmy. I mean, how difficult a period was that, and the thoughts of always trying to come back, or was there thoughts that it was all over?
No, look, obviously devastating at the time. Once the dust had settled, I mean to say it, it made every paper. It was big throughout Australia, but obviously once things started to settle down and become fish and chip paper, Pump had to get on with his life and go out and get a job. I went and done some labouring and different things just to keep a dollar coming in to keep the bills being paid as we've got to do. And, you know, there was never a doubt that I wasn't going to come back. It just made me more determined to come back and have another crack.
You've done well, mate. It's only 340 pages. I say only, but it's a 40-year career. It could have been 1,000 pages.
Well, it was 40 chapters, but the lawyers took 20 of them out.
There's still plenty of controversy in there, which is a terrific thing. The ring-a-ding-ding, mate, where'd that come from?
Well, funny enough, I was coming to Melbourne. I was having a bit of a lean trot leading into the Caulfield Guineas when I was booked to ride Reduced Choice. And I talked to Paul Langmack and said, Langers, we need something to stir Pumper up and get things going a little bit, create a little bit of atmosphere down here. And obviously we won the Guineas and it was ring-a-ding-ding.
And that was it.
And that was it, mate. It just carried on from there.
Oh, fantastic. Mate, what was the, you know, when you look back, your favourite moment, was there something that sort of thought, nah, that was special? Obviously Kiwi in 83 was special, but you know, plenty of other moments.
I think the big thing that touched me a lot was obviously winning the 100 at Flemington on Zoustar.
Yeah.
Derby day at Flemington on the big stage. I'd been trying to get the 100 for a little while, and hopefully, and I knew in my mind it would come eventually, but it was just so special to do it at Flemington on that big day. 82, I had my first ride in the Cup at Flemington and then continued to go back and had a lot of success there with Derby's Oaks and obviously a couple of Cups, but I think the 100 was special, being the third one to do it. I know Ollie's done it now and joined the team, but it was very special to be able to do that, something I never dreamed of doing. But obviously with all the support from owners and trainers and a lot of hard yakka and sacrifices and bits and pieces, we were able to do it, and that was very, very satisfying.
Jimmy, what was your favourite day of the year? And I'm, you know, it might be the Melbourne Cup, obviously, that comes to mind from a punting point of view, or the great race, but what was your favourite day?
I think really any day at Flemington, with no disrespect to Sydney or any other track, Brisbane, Adelaide or Perth, it is the big stage. That Derby Day, as you mentioned, everybody's there. The world stage is coming for that first Tuesday in November, and that Derby Day really kicks it off with all the Group 1s. You've got all the good jockeys. A lot of internationals are here. It's just a really special day to be at Flemington and thrilled to be in a great game called racing.
Yeah, and mate, particularly at this time of year, Jimmy, that's why it's such a great reason to launch the book at this time as we head into spring, because Caulfield Cup Day coming on Saturday, and then of course, have you ever been involved in a closer finish? Because Might and Power comes to mind, then you won the Caulfield Cup and then the Melbourne Cup came along.
Yeah, look, it was always going to be a lot harder to win the Melbourne Cup like that, but obviously the expectations, doing all the hard work leading, getting him to relax, trying to help him run the 2 miles. And then when Greg Hall went up, I thought, oh no, look, I've done all the hard work and he's got me on the line. But in saying that, I've never seen a jockey celebrate so well and so happy to run second in a Melbourne Cup as Hawley was that year.
It was a massive thrill. Caulfield Cup Day is another terrific day, mate. Have you had a look at the field and have you got a thought on this year's Caulfield Cup? And it's changed so much, hasn't it? Springtime and autumn, because back in Might and Power's day, there weren't the imports really to compete against.
No, well, look, that's the hardest thing. The imports have obviously got their form on the board, but whether they come and settle in and prepare as well here, obviously handle Caulfield. But Jamaica, look, she's weighted well to win. If she gets the right run in the race, the mares have got a good record in the race. As I say, if I had the choice to ride one, I'd probably want to be on her. I don't think the 13 Ellie's going to be a worry. She's probably not going to be far off the speed. A truly run race, and she gets a chance, she's certainly the one to beat. She's certainly weighted to win.
Now, mate, there's a message here saying that you're a mad green thumb. How's the garden growing?
Yeah.
Well, since I've retired, I've been on the road, and I can tell you what, the grass grows quick, the plants grow quick, but between trips around Australia at the moment, it's nice to get home and tidy them up. I love doing that, and I do take a lot of pride in my property. I love it.
Yeah. You fell off the ladder there at one stage with the clippers, didn't you?
There's not much I haven't done on the property, boys.
it nearly cost you your career.
It did. I had some fingers put back on. Thankfully, they mended very well and very quickly, and where I would have them last couple years burning around, having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I love getting out in the garden. It's great fun.
Hey, mate, this time of year in particular, do you think, oh, God, I could still be riding, you know?
Yeah, in my heart, I could. I was out at Caulfield on Saturday for the Guineas and with Dick and Piper, and it was nice to be watching. I had an itch to get out there, but that wasting and sitting back in that Ladbrokes marquee, having a bit of lobster and caviar and a few champagnes was a little bit better than losing 4 kilos to ride on the day.
Oh, I know, mate, but I know you're pretty proud of yourself, so I'm sure you'll still be training. You're not going to become a Ronnie Duffersey, are you?
No, well, when I met Ronnie, there was one of him. Now there's about four of him. And I don't think that. But, look, the Duff, he's worked towards it, and he's living the life as he is.
He's living it large.
I'll be keeping a little bit trimmer than the Duff, I can promise you.
I thought you would, mate. Look, it is a terrific read.
Looks fantastic.
We're heading up to spring, but it's also not far away from Christmas. It's called Pumper, Jim Cassidy, written by our good mate, Andrew Webster. And you know Webby always does a terrific job with his books, and this is another classic. Good on you, Jimmy. We thank you so much, mate, and give us a bit of a ring-a-ding-ding to finish.
Thanks a lot, boys. JimCassidy.com.au. You can purchase the Pumper's books, and clickety-clack, the Pumper won't be coming back.
Well done, Jimmy.
You're a good man, Jimmy. We do thank you, mate.
Thanks very much, boys.
Well done, mate.
Yeah, Jimmy Cassidy, the Pumper, with Andrew Webster. And the Pumper, if he could ride one horse in the Caulfield Cup, it would be Jamaica.